Mario?
I just want to point out one thing that we haven't talked a lot about. All these studies have excluded patients based on some prior therapy. For instance, on the enzalutamide trial, if I'm not wrong, they excluded patients who received prior CYP17, like ketoconazole. So as we consider the sequencing here, that knowledge may be an important consideration.
That's interesting. Any reason to think that one sequence of those two agents versus the other would be better?
Well, it turns out that if you look at the responses to abiraterone in patients who receive a similar compound, let's say ketoconazole, it's extremely low, the response rate, and the duration is very short. And the same, we don't have a lot of data on the use of enzalutamide, at least published data, following patients who receive a CYP17 inhibitor.
Dan?
So Mario raises a very, very valid point, and this is a conundrum we've had with some patients who are going on abiraterone. The studies excluded those patients with an ejection fraction of less than 50%. So there are no guidelines, especially in an elderly population, for a person who has an ejection fraction of 35%. How do you handle that patient who may go on abiraterone? Do you start him at half dose? Do you increase his dosage as you go along and titrate to congestive heart failure symptoms? There's no data as to how we should manage these patients.
Any theoretical connection between abiraterone and the heart?
Well, fluid retention. If somebody develops fluid retention for abiraterone, somebody who has a lower ejection fraction may not be able to handle that as well. So that's one theoretical consideration.